But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out. But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty, slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. Time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Thank you.
Love. I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Got through my pockets and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's Friday, Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and make a good time roll.
All we want to do is pop. You are.
Got a little sugar, baby. Down the road, she's sitting on a radiant and rocking on gold. But that's up a storm, and later on the night, we'll be working on doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
Finally, Friday, free again. I got my motor running for a while weekend. Finally, Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's
pussy.
Yay! It's big!
Bill said.
The answer is
Ruthie Sitapelli.
That's right.
Okay, now we should have sound. And welcome to Liberty Lounge for the third time, and it's the 17th of March. And I apologize once again for the third time that Amy didn't make it on tonight. But as I told you, when was it, Monday or Wednesday, that this time change makes it very difficult for us to come on at 7 o'clock. And as the days get longer, the harder it's going to be. So we're not exactly sure how we're going to handle that yet. We may have Amy come on with me and, you know, take a portion of my time either on Fridays or Mondays, one or the other, probably not Wednesday. But anyway, we'll get that figured out for you. And I apologize for her being absent tonight. But I see Longslide in there with us. Longslide, welcome. I'm sure glad that everything's working out for you. We're good to see you back. I hope you'll become regular with us again. And I'm glad everything's worked out for you. So congratulations on your graduation there. All right. Yakima Glock says we are finally 5x5. And now that I've repeated myself, three times. We'll continue to march here. All right, got a few little odds and ends of things we're going to talk about here before the night's over. I think what I might try to do is, since it's quite a jump, at least for tonight is, all right, Longslide. Yeah, go ahead and spend some time with family. Don't blame you a bit, and hopefully we'll see you back in here next week. And good to have you back. Well, let me think about that a little bit. We'll figure it out. So for right now, I think we'll get started, and I'll stop here in a minute. And I got a couple of things I want to share with you, and then we'll take it from there.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I've found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love. Thank you.
every morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike cream. Flat tops, sock tops, Duty Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie Cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Grape Trouade, the Sadie Hawkins Dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and begging your pants. Howdy doody, tooty fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Do you remember that?
Dancing blows, little Molar jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, course, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, Dewey, do we remember these?
Just you and I, sharing our love together. And I know in time, we'll build the dreams we treasure. We'll be all right. Just you. Just you and I,
just you and I,
sharing our love together. And I know in time,
and I know in time,
we'll build the dreams we treasure. We'll be alright. Just you. That was on your face.
just you and I.
We can trust each other.
With you in my life,
with you in my life,
there'll never be another. We'll be alright, just you and I.
Gail and Eddie Rabbit there. I knew Iowa Cat would like that. And let me, you know, I haven't looked. I just a little short glance there to see who all is in the chat room. And let's see here. Iowa Cat, Pumpkin Cat, the whole kitty committee. We had a third one in the kitty committee, didn't we? Who else was a cat person? Or was that Rights at Risk that was considered part of that? I don't remember. It's been quite a while since we've talked about the kitty committee. One Bright Angel, Goat Moog's back, getting to be a regular fixture again. Lima, glad to see you in here always. Minnie, let's see, Peanut Rider, Pumpkin Cat, Radio Doc, Yakima Glock, Handful of Anonymous. All right, good deal. All right, and by the way, I pinched Amy a while ago and I got slapped for it because she had green on. It's St. Patrick's Day. This is the birthday of one of the greatest men that ever lived, and that was my stepdad, great patriot, died on Father's Day in 2009, the year Amy and I got married. And so it takes a little bit to switch over the music format, but I think we need to need to play a little something for St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
don't remember loving you. And I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. I just don't see how that could be true. 'Cause I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. You might talk to my doctor. He drops by each day or two. I get a funny feeling when I look into your eyes. There's something in your smile that gives my stomach butterflies. You must look like someone I once knew. But I don't remember loving you. Children, did you say there's one or two? You say I quit my job and then I drank myself insane. You say that I ran down the highway screaming out your name. Now that's not the sort of thing that I would do. No, I don't remember loving you. Remember loving you. I absolutely, positively know that can't be true. But everyone I know here in this place is very strange. If you'll hand me my crayons, I'll be glad to take your name. In case I run across the guy you knew. But I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. And I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. Just don't see how that could be true. 'Cause I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. And I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long.
Remember when remember when the sound of little feet was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turned. Children grow up and move away. We won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when.
Okay, now if I've done this right, I should be back live and in Technicolor. So let me check here. Let me get over to the chat room and see what's going on. And okay, all right, we ought to be set here. I can keep everything up and out of the way. There we go. How come half of my? All right, got it. All right, I told you I had a couple of things I was going to talk to you about, so I'm going to see if I can get my crystal ball fired up here, and we'll talk about them. There, I'm going to save that. That's an ugly story. That's an ugly story. Maybe, maybe we won't. Now, here's one for the gun guys here. There's a guy that is introducing a bill here that's probably going to wind up outlawing, and Doc, you're going to love this. Probably going to wind up outlawing Glocks and probably quite a few rifles. What it is the modernized undetectable firearms bill. As dumb as that sounds, Senator Nelson from Florida has already filed the bill. I doubt it'll go anywhere. I really don't. But this would stifle quite a few guns and experimenting and whatnot without really making any difference at all on terrorism or criminals or those that he's trying to stop. The Undetectable Firearms Modernization Act of 2017. Of course, this would exempt U.S. government and its agencies and law enforcement and whatnot. He mischaracterizes this. Here's what he says about it. He says, thanks to advances in technology, anyone with a 3D printer can simply print a fully functioning firearm that can be snuck through a metal detector without being noticed. These guns pose a real threat to our safety, and we need to be doing everything we can to keep them off the streets and out of the hands of those who wish to do us harm. So he has yet to be able to produce some kind of a demonstration that would prove his claims, but that's what he's saying. So even there was a plastic replica found in the Reno airport was detected. You know, if there's any metal in the gun at all, you know, anything larger than a staple, it's going to show up when you go through the metal detector. But But there was a replica found at the Reno airport that was detected because of some metal in the ammunition. Ammunition being in quotes here. They used a metal firing pin in the design of its, they call it a Liberator pistol. Senator Nelson said the non-firing replica from Reno in his announcement. He said both lawmakers cite an August incident where TSA agents at the Reno Tahoe International Airport found and confiscated a plastic gun from a passenger's carry-on bag during screening. The gun, assembled from a 3D printer, was found loaded with five live .22 caliber bullets. What they failed to say was this is a non-firing replica. It was more of a training type deal that they put together. The ammunition was a bad thing. But it says one of the 68 firearms discovered in carry-on bags nationally the week ending August 4th, 2016, TSA says it was the a realistic replica loaded with live ammunition. So this Senator Nelson has taken it upon himself to stop these heinous acts of smuggling non-firing guns through the airport. It says the first part of the Undetectable Firearms Act of 1988. Let's see, it said it shall be. Okay, Nelson's Schumer statement was made in March of 2017. Currently, the first part of the Undetectable Firearms Act of 1988 is this. It shall be unlawful for any person to manufacture, import, sell, ship, deliver, possess, transfer, or receive any firearm that, after removal of grip, stocks, and magazines, is not as detectable as the security exemplar by walk-through metal detectors calibrated and operated to detect the security exemplar. The security exemplar, best I can tell, is a replica, a control. If it can detect that or anything above that, then it's a no-no. The Nelson bill would change that paragraph to this. And it's basically the same. It should be unlawful for any person to sell, blah, 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 blah. That after removal of all parts other than a major component, that's the change there, all parts other than a major component is not as detectable as this security exemplar by walkthrough metal detector. So if you remove all parts other than a major component, only a major component is left to detect, right? But words mean things when it comes to law. And that phrase there that I emphasized a little bit, all parts other than a major component, is not equivalent to all parts. This is just goofy, even though the difference is only two letters. All parts other than all major components is different than all parts other than a major component. Really. This is getting sillier as we go along. Such a requirement would outlaw all composite frames on the market today. Glock frames and most Glock-type frames would be outlawed. That would include M&Ps, Sigmas, XDs, and Ruger, what is it, the... I forgot what they call it, their newest. Anyway, Ruger's got half a dozen of them that would fall in that category. Virtually all composite AR-type lower receivers would be outlawed. The law would be a sneak attack or simply a result of ignorance on the part of Senator Nelson and the other famously anti-Second Amendment co-sponsors. So, be interesting to see how far that goes. I'm thinking not very. But this is going to be, and I've said this, and I say it for various reasons, and I've said it before, but it's always been for different reasons. This is going to be a very interesting year, not only as far as the president goes, as far as immigration goes, as far as gun laws go, as far as a number of things. This is going to be the most interesting year in fairly recent history. No, not fairly recent, in history for quite a while. Anyway, I don't know why I have a cat, and I have no idea. But I guess, I have, for those of you not on the chat room, Iowa Cat says, who elects those idiots? Let me explain it to you. The same people that re-elected Hank Johnson are the type of people that elect these idiots. Y'all remember Hank Johnson? He's the guy that thinks that Guam is going to turn over, going to capsize if we put 8,000 Marines just on one side of it and don't equally disperse them throughout the island. The island's going to turn over. Yeah, okay, well, maybe not. Anyway. All right.
One day shy of 8 years old, when Grandma passed away, I was a broken-hearted little boy, blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. But there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. My little girl's 23. I walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, Daddy, don't be sad. I know Mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see.
Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you.
One day shy of 8 years old, when Grandma passed away, I was a broken-hearted little boy, blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here. Sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven. She's watching over you and me. Well, my little girl's 23. I walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, "Daddy, don't be sad. 'Cause I know mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me.
just the other night at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kinda changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Oh,
killed me in 1973.
My shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girls? Why would you leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly
what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And by the daddy found them, and Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell. He sent me out the way, but scared I looked back through the door. And daddy left them both soaking up the sawdust on the floor. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
Somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone that wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. Took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went. Something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Girl's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had a perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we go. Something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Day
didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart. Together again. Together again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong. Again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. For so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes. And all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all. Cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've gone through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. That love was unjust again. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a
time ago. And even now in my arms, you still won't hear my love. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. Find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you see the light, let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your
eyes. It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on a school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
bed with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty, what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
Alone, and let me hang up this phone. cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through.
She said,
you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say
don't care. I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer and reaching out.
Understand.
Hey, darling, I love you. Labor, drive a woe, but you can't stop a woman when she's out of control. She's crazy, believe it. I told her so. And the boys at the bus stop just said, said, go, driver, go. Well, I know I could have caught her, but I ran out of luck. She was long on the luck, and by the time they cut me out of my truck.
Music lined up tonight. I think we've got to kind of get up here and try to get these all lined out before before the show starts. Didn't talk as much as I'd planned on. Some of the stories that I've got are kind of ugly, and I don't want to ruin our good Friday evening. So be aware. Monday, we're going to lower the boom on you. Some of them is not too bad, but there's some other ones that are. I tell you, there's one here. Now, you know what? I'm going to let Amy do this one. She would like this. So I think what I'll do is I'm going to go over here and check the chat room and see what's going on in here. And let's see here. All right. Yeah, for those of you that are not in the chat, we've got another 2 hours of Liberty Lounge lined up. Oh, the Tinker put that on ready for us. So, wow, 4 hours of the fastest 2 hours of internet radio here. So I think I'm going to sneak on out of here and go in there and visit with my lovely bride a little bit. Thank you, Iowa Cat, Minnie, Bride Angel. Glad you guys showed up tonight. And still got some anonymous in there. No, there's one left. And Radio Doc, Yakima Glockner. All right. And especially Long Slide. Glad to see him back. I hope everything works out for him. Hopefully he'll be back in here through the week and then certainly next Friday. He's a big fan of this kind of music, so I think he'll be there. So, all right, Iowa Cat says the bar is officially closed, so I reckon what we'll do is sneak on out of here and hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday. And I'll let you know Monday what we're going to do for Amy's show. We're still a little up in the air because of the time change here, but I'll let you know as soon as we can. All right. Good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it the night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love.
And please join Miss Amy every Friday evening just before Liberty Lounge from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.